the recognition of Amanda Fitz in the parks. I enthusiastically support prep hubs and improvements on them, as well as many more solar-powered loos and some warm showers and large lockers, including emergency prep supplies and two-bucket compost and sterile urine collection and rainwater purple water collection and filtration systems distributed equally per the population throughout all neighborhoods. Pocket parks, community food gardens, food growing, parking strips, open spaces for internal refugee camps for use between the major earthquakes, fires, toxic explosives, floods, and pandemics. Parks well run are one of the best ways to ensure public safety. Not only are we developing community and directing people to have a sense of empowerment and decision-making and skill building, we're also developing a sense of inner pride and community pride, so we take care of each other, we know each other, and we prevent crimes, and we interact to come to each other's aid. By having these prep hubs throughout the community and having them individualized for the different neighborhoods, we are able to incorporate public art and have a lot more pedal stations than just one person pedaling. They need to be modified, and we can have them modified in different neighborhoods. And we can cut some of that cost that is doing that by incorporating many of the other services in which it aids the community. Neighborhood emergency prep training, as done by Richmond Neighborhood Association, and multi-use art structures with different language and graphics teaching disaster prep at the same places that we would do, like a park course exercise stations, supplemented by rain catchment systems, and every few blocks throughout the neighborhood. Now, how are we going to pay for that? We take back the money that we are spending on armaments that are unlawful in war zones against civilians that we are currently using the Portland police, and instead of having the weapons and all this excessive policing that we should have, emergency preparedness, community, and crime prevention. And again, Amanda, thank you for all the good you have done for us.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Carla, please call the roll.
Sorry.
I just throw mine.
Cool.
Thank you.
Okay, Michelle. Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for your testimony. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
I want to go on just a moment on this. This is a very important collaboration between the City of Portland, Portland State University, and Portland General Electric, and it comes with strong guidance from MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, to partner on this Prep Hub pilot. And as Edith just mentioned, it's a program to improve disaster resilience and emergency preparedness throughout the city. And this is a pilot. It's going to test the durability of the structure and the capabilities around battery storage, the security of supplies, and we'll also be evaluating community perception and buy-in. This is going to serve as a place for the community to gather so that the community feels safe and well prepared for an eventuality. And it's our hope that this will eventually serve as a model for other cities around the country, making all of our cities safer and more prepared. So I'm very proud that Portland is going to be serving as a testing ground for this innovation and can serve as a model for other cities in preparing for community resilience. I vote aye, and the ordinance is adopted. And just to be clear, this is the dollar part that's already been allocated through our budget process. So I vote aye, the ordinance is approved. Item 824 has also been pulled. And again, I just want to remind people that this is regarding a payout to a personal injury lawsuit resulting from an event in 2015. And we are taking testimony on that and that only.
824, pay personal injury lawsuit of Anthony Allen in the sum of $25,000 involving the Portland Police Bureau.
Who pulled this item?
Dan Hendelman.
Okay.
And Edith Gillis also.
Very good.
To testify.
Is there somebody from staff here to discuss this? Did you want to give a brief primer or just go right to public testimony? Why don't we hear public testimony, and if there's follow-up questions, we can have you up.
Okay, we have Dan Hendelman and Edith Gillis.
Very good. So Since there's only two, I'll extend the testimony 3 minutes, please.
Morning, Mayor and City Council members. I'm Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch. First thing I want to say about this agenda item is that this should be on the regular agenda, that this is a matter of misconduct. There have been other lawsuit settlements about police recently. Most of them have been about car crashes. Those don't necessarily need discussion in front of the full City Council, but this one I think should have already been scheduled for regular testimony. As a result, there may be other people who want to testify who don't know this item's being discussed right now. Since I can't hear from the city first, I'll just read parts of the lawsuit into the record here that you're settling today. It says that Portland Police, over the course of years, have demonstrated that they stop and search African Americans disproportionate to the population, that an officer yelled at Mr. Allen to stop and said, "When I tell you to stop, you effing stop," indicating he may have violated the profanity directive as well as profiling one. Mr. Allen felt that he didn't have any legitimate reason to stop him. He wanted to leave. The officer grabbed his shoulder, threw him to the ground, leaned his knee into his head and neck. He was acquitted of interfering with a police officer. Portland Police says the lawsuit came to his workplace after this happened. And this lawsuit says the Portland Police should know that they're more likely to stop a black man and use force. There's been no discipline of officers for use of force. And there's been no accountability. I agree with all these items that were listed in this lawsuit. We're not here to oppose the $25,000 settlement. Hopefully you'll go through with it. But the issues that are raised in here are issues of policy which aren't addressed by giving money out to the plaintiff. So it happens that I ran across the stops data report for 2016, which only just was published at the end of June. To no public trumpeting, and so I accidentally stumbled on it yesterday, which does say that African Americans are stopped at a disproportionate rate to their their representation of the population. But it goes through a lot of gymnastics with the statistics to say, oh well, but that doesn't prove anything because we have to look at the crash rates, and even though it says they're disproportionately searched, African Americans are disproportionately searched 3 times more than they should be, that is not disproportionate. And it's a very strange report. They also put the gang enforcement team numbers at the end in the back, even though that unit is far out of whack with everybody else in terms of how many African Americans they stop. So we have an ongoing problem with racial profiling in the city, and this case is another symptom of that. I should also mention there's political profiling that we've been talking about for a long time that goes on in the city. It was done over the weekend. You can't assume that people who are attending or standing somewhere are intending to be violent based on where they're standing.
This is getting a little bit of field, Mr.
Hill. I'm talking a little bit about profiling that goes on by the Portland Police.
Okay, this is regarding the payout. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I want you to know it's very intimidating coming in this little room and getting, locking people out of the council chambers. It's hard enough as for a citizen to come up and talk to you.
Your testimony is completed. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, you have to understand what you're doing to democracy by doing this, Mayor Wheeler. You should set aside a half an hour for people to talk to you.
I respectfully disagree with you, and I'll tell you why. The city council has ruled.
Said. And one of the reasons that we decide on a dollar amount and to pay amount is because it's a systemic problem. We have public policy and police practices of racial profiling, poverty profiling, and political profiling. And my children are ages 32, 27, and 24, who have seen the same kind of behaviors that happened to Mr. Allen every single week when we would take them to and from Atkinson Elementary School and Franklin High School. We've seen police kicking in the back of the neck, in the back of the back, people who are kneeling or down on the ground, face on the ground with their hands zip-tied or handcuffed behind them, totally helpless, every single week to and from school. And every single protest I've been at for the last 36 years at the end of them, and you'll see when Patriot Prayer terrorists come to town the half hour before their permit is done, the police make false accusations and violently attack the crowds so that the terrorists can go around.
Can you please keep this to the
payout? So what I'm saying is I think they deserve more than this because it is a policy that's consistently going on and that I would like us to have a pie chart available to folks seeing how much money is being spent on these police payouts for police misconduct, and we need to take the money away from weapons and just fire these folks that are doing what they did to Mr. Allen, and instead have mental health support and services and other ways, as Amanda Fritz has been doing with the Parks Department, because this amount of money actually is less than it should be paid to them because of the ongoing problems our city has been guilty of.
Thank you. Appreciate your testimony. Carla, please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Well, I agree. It's very intimidating to be faced with a lot of shouting people, and it does shut down the public testimony of people who came to speak their truth. I appreciated what we had in citizen testimony this morning. We did make an exception a couple of weeks ago and had scheduled a special session to listen. And this is an accessible council, except when protesters make it inaccessible for everybody, and that's really unfortunate. That I agree that we do have things that we need to work on, and the mayor agrees with that too, and is doing so. So I hope that we have learned from what happened in this incident, and that we are working on making sure that it doesn't happen again. And I hope Mr. Allen is doing fine. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, this is an issue that I had to educate myself on. This happened before I was here. This happened before Chief Outlaw was here. And having reviewed the facts of this case and understanding that this is a voluntary agreement that the family has agreed to, I support it. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted, and we are adjourned.
Thank you.